Good evening. It's good to see everyone back out tonight. We're going to try to dig a little bit deeper into Jesus' teachings with parables. I'm going to get this microphone on eventually. Maybe. Maybe not. There comes a time when you do this, a certain amount of times, you should become better at it. That is not the case with this microphone. I think I'm getting worse at it. Again, we're gonna talk about some parables tonight and how the prophecies were given originally to God's people that really formed their expectations about what to expect when the Messiah came. That God would end up destroying his enemies and take them out of the picture, and all would be brought into submission with him. That people of every nation will be brought into submission to God. So God ruling in this uncontested way. And as we think about that and some of the things that Jesus taught, we have to keep in mind that Jesus is explaining to the people of his day, because they had certain expectations about how God was going to establish his uncontested reign, how God was going to bring about this reign, and how he was going to bring his enemies down. And Jesus revealed that mystery. He revealed to the people how God was going to destroy his enemies and how God was going to rule in an uncontested way. That's what so many of the parables are about. And here in Matthew chapter 13, verse 1, we'll start with the parable of the sower. I always think that's an interesting name. It's not really about the sower. It really kind of should be called the parable of the soils, I think. But that's neither here nor there. I guess the sower is the one telling the story. So there you go. Matthew chapter 13, verse 1. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. And great crowds gathered about him. And so he got into a boat and sat down. That same day is the day that he was inside the house. And they had came and said that your mother and brothers are out there. And Jesus tells them that I don't have a mother and brothers. These people in front of me are my mother and brothers. And so on this same day, he goes out to the boat and sits down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprung up, since they had no depth of soil. And when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them out. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Now, I think those of us that are familiar with the Gospels, those that are familiar with the story of Jesus, this probably doesn't strike you as strange. But had you been there on that day, this would have struck you as strange. This is very different than the Sermon on the Mount. Here, Jesus has a huge crowd gathered around him, so much so that they're crowding on the beach, and Jesus is in a boat, and he begins preaching to them, but he doesn't tell them what to do. And he doesn't tell them how to live their lives. He doesn't really give any instructions. He doesn't tell them exactly what he's up to and exactly what's going to happen and how the kingdom of God is going to be established. He simply tells a story about a sower sowing seeds and some birds eating some of them and some withering away and some weeds growing up and choking them. And it would have been incredibly confusing. And you would be like, Rabbi, why are you speaking like this? I think really a lot of times I've often heard that a parable is an earthly story with heavenly meaning or heavenly intent. I don't really think that covers it. I think a better synonym for a parable is a riddle, especially how it's used in the gospel. These are riddles. And riddles are interesting things because they require you to think about them. They require you to question, and they say, what was that all about? And riddles have a tendency to reveal certain truths while at the same time hiding certain truths. If you studied, if you looked, if you wanted to know, you could know. But oftentimes, that wasn't the case. So the disciples, they end up coming to him, and they say, why? Why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered them again. And if you think of these as riddles, I mean, what would the disciples say here? You have, Jesus, you have this great opportunity. these crowds of people to speak to them about the kingdom and tell them what your plan is, and instead, you're speaking to them in riddles. It says, well, again, why do you speak to them in parables? And he answered them, to you it has been given to know the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it has not been given. For to the one who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. This is why I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. Indeed, in their case, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled that says, you will indeed hear, but never understand. You will indeed see, but never perceive. For this people's heart has grown dull, and with their ears they can barely hear, and with their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and turn, and I would heal them. And then he says to them, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For truly I say to you, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, and did not hear it. So Jesus explains that the reason he teaches here in parables is that some people have ears to hear and others do not. The parables are designed to show some things to certain people and conceal things to other people. Parables do both. They reveal and they conceal. And then he goes on and he explains to his disciples what this parable is all about. He says, hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was grown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke out the word and proves unfruitful. As for what was sown on the good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case 100-fold, in another 60, in another 30. So Jesus is telling them, your expectation about the kingdom, that the kingdom of God is going to happen immediately, that it's just going to show up and it's going to be obvious and everything is going to change just like that. And if you think about it, in their time, how did kingdoms show up? They showed up with armies. They showed up ready to take over. So their expectation is something very similar to that. But that expectation isn't right. They expected the Messiah to come suddenly and come quickly to bring God's uncontested rule and reign. But Jesus says, no, it's more like this. It's more like a seed being planted. And the kingdom then, the word of the kingdom is shared. And like seeds being planted, some people hear it and they don't understand it. They don't get it. And it's the evil one that snatches them away. Other people, they do hear it and they understand, but after a time, they just get distracted by the world and they get distracted by what's going on. Other people, their concern for God's reign is drowned out. It's choked out by tribulation and persecution. And then there are other people, though. There are other people that are good soil. And the word of the kingdom and how it's coming about, it's going to fall on good soil. And it's going to bear 100-fold. 60-fold or 30-fold. So the question of this parable is what kind of soil are you? The kingdom of God is slow in its coming about. It's being planted. And so what kind of soil are you? Are you the kind of person who isn't even going to understand it? That you're going to allow the evil one to come in and snatch you away before it even takes root? Or are you the kind of person that's going to allow the concerns of the world to distract you from God? Or are you the kind of person when tribulation and persecution and hardships come, then you're going to give up and give in? Or are you the kind of person that will allow the seed of the kingdom to be planted in you, and you're going to become fruitful and yield 60, 100, 30 times what was planted in you? What kind of soil are you? You know, the kingdom of God comes one person at a time. One seed at a time. One life at a time. Slowly changing the world one person at a time. It didn't come about by the Messiah coming and drawing his sword and killing all the Romans. That's not how the kingdom of God comes about. The kingdom of God comes about one person at a time. One good soil at a time. And so again, what kind of soil are you? Are you going to be fruitful and multiply? That's the question. That's what we get to live out today. We get to live out this parable and prove whether or not we are good soil. Whether or not that we will endure for a while, but then when tribulation and persecutions arise, we fall away. Or will we be the kind of people that are choked out by deceitfulness of riches and then prove to be unfruitful? Or will we be fruitful soil and prove ourselves to bear fruit? Then, as we bear fruit, we spread the seed to other good soil. But the truth is as those that are sowing the seed to the kingdom and are sharing the seed of the kingdom, we need to recognize the same truth. That some of the seed is going to fall on rocky soil. Some of the seed is going to be picked up by birds. Some of the seed is going to fall among the weeds. But that cannot stop us from spreading the word, from spreading the seed. This is how the kingdom grows. This is how the kingdom fills the earth. We just plant seed. We just plant and we just water and God provides the increase. We have to decide, number one, will I be a good soil? And number two, will I spread the seed? And I won't let the fact that some of it's going to fall on bad soil, I won't let that stop me from spreading the seed. So let's do that this week. Let's be fruitful soil. And let's spread the seed when we have opportunity, because this is how the kingdom truly grows. Tonight, if you are not a Christian, as always, we urge you to make that decision to come to Christ, putting him on in baptism. If you are a Christian and find that you need help in your daily walk, we're here for you that as well. If you have any kind of need that needs to be addressed, please make that known as together we stand and we sing.